the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back to the show. I am your host, Mike David. Joining me today, please welcome my guest, Gloria Jean Banish. Gloria, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
That's good to hear. And like always, why don't you first put out your contact info or whatever is the best way for my audience to reach out to you for after the show.
Okay, my our phone number at the office is 920-560-4525. Our website is couplesworkshopswi.com, and the practice website is GJB, as in boy, healthservices.com.
Awesome, and we're definitely glad to have you back with us, Gloria, and we're excited to get more information and insight from you. But for those who aren't familiar with you or first time tuning in, if you can, just kind of go over what it is you do exactly and just a little bit of background about yourself.
Okay, so I'm a licensed professional counselor and nationally certified counselor, and I'm the only Gottman certified therapist in Wisconsin. I'm certified by the Gottman Institute out of Seattle. There's about 345 of us now, I believe, worldwide. And I specialize in working with couples that are in relationships, all kinds of couples, married couples, cohabitating couples, couples that are engaged, or and sometimes even couples that are divorced, who have children between them that they need to do a better job communicating with one another. And so I help them to improve their communication skills. I also have a group practice, and we have four other therapists that work with us. One of them, Tanya Hanford, is a certified sex therapist. And she is one of the few certified sex therapists in the state of Wisconsin. So she and I work together quite a bit. I help people with their communication and the way they manage conflict. And then if there's issues with plumbing, I hand them off to Tanya. And she works her magic. So we give people brand new relationships, and it works very nicely. We also have trauma therapists, we have therapists that work with children, and my husband is with me full-time, and he's a board-certified psychiatrist, neurologist, neuropsychiatrist, neurophysiologist, and vascular neurologist. So he sees quite a wide spectrum of people, because he has both the psychiatry skills and the neurology skills, and he's able to do medication management for all the therapists in our building. We also do neuropsychological testing, and we're one of the few places that can get people in within 2 to 3 weeks to see a therapist, and even to see my husband, and if it's an emergency, we can have them seen within 24 hours, which most of the other practices can't do. We have a website that you talk to live people 24/7, and they're able to get in contact with my husband and I. So it's a very unique practice. We're a teaching practice. We've got three counselors in training that are getting their 3,000 hours. We have a nurse practitioner who's doing three terms of rotation, two with me and then one with my husband, and then she'll be able to prescribe medications and will be an advanced practice psychiatric nurse practitioner, and she will be probably staying on with us. And then the neuropsych testing is being done by our PhD intern, who does the actual testing, and then my husband has to look over the reports and help to interpret those for the patients and teach them how to work with whatever issues they're having neurologically.
Wow, so it seems like you cover a lot of ground there, but what kind of influenced you or inspired you to really, you know, focus on helping couples?
Well, I was, when I first started the private practice, and that's the GJB Health Services, and that's where my name, Gloria Jean Banish. My husband's name is Gerald John Banish. So if I named it GJB Health Services, I knew eventually I would talk him into coming in with me. So there was a plan for that. But when I first started out, I didn't have any clients. And we were new to Appleton in terms of practice. And so no one knew me. I didn't have any clients. There was no one that was going to refer to me. And it was very difficult. It's a difficult situation for everyone to get on all of the different insurance panels so that they let you see people from their plan and insurance pays you. And it took almost a year for the first plan to let me in network. So I was seeing anyone that reached out to me. And fortunately, I have such a varied background that there is absolutely no population on earth that I haven't worked with. So I can work with almost anyone. I have a real strong addictions background. But anyway, so I was in a couple, in a group for therapists, and they invited me to join them, and all of us are in private practice, and we talk about our practices, we compare notes on how things are going, and we refer to each other. And one of them said, "Will anyone see couples?" And I said, "I will." And so the floodgates opened, and just one of the other therapists sent me six couples in 1 week, and they were couples that were in great distress. And all of a sudden, I had like 20 couples on my caseload, and I'm like, I don't have any idea how to work with these people. I mean, I know about communication skills, and I could do some things, but it just wasn't working. And what I was trying to do then was what most couples therapists do. And what it really looks like is individual therapy with the other partner watching. And I heard, I hadn't heard of Gottman Therapy. I had not heard of John or Julie Gottman that started the Gottman Institute. But somehow I found on Amazon a training video on working with couples, and it was John Gottman. And he's going through all of the different things that are a part of Gottman Therapy. And it was stuff that I had never heard before. And I've been practicing now 35 years. So this is not my first barbecue. You know? And I saw that and I'm like, wow. Okay, I need to know everything there is to know about how to do this therapy. And I need to know it now, now, now. So I did all three levels of training required. The first level is 2 days. The next two are 3 days. Then you have to do 100 hours of couples therapy. You have to demonstrate that you know how to use the main assessment tool, which is the Gottman Relationship Checkup. And then you have to go through a certification track, which normally takes a couple of years just to get through the certification track. On an average, people usually take about 4 or 5 years to become certified, and I think I did it in about 18 months because I had the gift of desperation. So as I was learning these new skills, I would come back, and the couples I was already working with, I'm like, okay, here's what we're going to do now. And I saw an enormous difference in the progress that they made and the way that they were able to learn the skills that they needed in order to manage conflict. So once I found out, once I learned how to do this, it just became an absolute passion for me, and I love it. It's so much fun working with couples.
Yeah, that's amazing, and it seems like it's very intensive type of training there, and it seems like there's a lot that goes into it. But what we're going to do now, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. I do have more questions for you, but we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to get more information with Gloria Jean Banner. Stay tuned.
The next step to following your dreams is closer than you think. KDMA and the Actors Studio is an established, reputable talent management and services agency based on the East Coast. Actors, models, singers, voiceover artists, and live entertainers trust their careers with KDMA. Not only does KDMA advise and market talent, they provide talent with the necessary tools to be successful in today's demanding entertainment industry, offering in-house classes, coaching, photo and video services, reel and audio production, showcases, seminars, and more. KDMA makes talent development and advancement simple and affordable. For more information about talent representation and services at KDMA and the Actors Studio, visit kdmaandtheactorsstudio.com. That's kdmaandtheactorsstudio.com. Let KDMA take your career to the next level.
Every business needs professionals they can trust. Let it be your lawyer, accountant, electrician. Even the company plumber are all people you can trust. So why are you settling for your printer vendor? They never respond to your questions, and when they do, it's always late. Always seems to take an eternity to get your printing done and ready, but you've dealt with it because there really wasn't another alternative. That is, until now, Max Image Printers. Take the worry out of your printing needs. As a hybrid company, both on website and phone, they welcome clients, businesses of all sizes, to call and ask questions to make as many orders as you need, with the confidence of having your work printed, beautiful, and ready in just a few business days. Bring the trust back into your printing. Maximize your printing experience with Maxim Image Printing. Call now at 801-977-8330. Email Keith at maximage.net. Visit the website, maximage.net. Max Image Printing, quality service, guaranteed. If you're not happy, you don't pay.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back. Of course, I'm your host, Mike David. With me is Gloria Jean Banish. Now, of course, before the break, we kind of just discussed, you know, some of your work with couples and some of the training you went through with the Gottman training. Now, I wanted to ask you, you know, what was it like for you first going into the level one training? And what was some of the main things that you learned going through the level one training?
So going through the level one training, and anyone can go to the level one training. In fact, a lot of pastors, clergy people, teachers go through level one. It's just that to be Gottman certified and take level three training, you have to have at least a master's degree or higher in either psychology, counseling, or an MD. And so, you know, that first level one training is very overwhelming because you learn all about John Gottman's 40 years of research and all the different ways that he did his research and how he developed the methods that we use, because this is very different than how most of the techniques that people use are formed. These days, most people have some data, have done some research, but this was hardcore scientific, following up to 3,000 couples, for many of them for 20 years. And so he was able to see their relationship unfold and was able to see what the people at the end of those 20 years that were still together and said they had happy, relationships. He was able to see the kind of skill that they had and compare them to the people that were divorced or separated or were still married but were completely miserable. And he called the couples that did well and were successful the master couples. And he called the other group the disasters of relationships. And so all of the techniques that we teach couples came directly from what they saw the master couples doing. And so just learning about that research takes at least an hour to just get a thumbnail sketch. That's one of the things I go through in the couples workshop that I teach, the main one that I teach, which is the art and science of love. There's a lot of information, and then you learn the main techniques that we teach couples. Because people believe if they just didn't have conflict that their relationships would be happy, but that's really not the case. It's not the conflict that makes relationships unhappy. It's not being able to use that conflict in a way that accomplishes what conflict is designed to do. So conflict really is designed to help you get to know your partner better so you can better love your partner over time. And until you have had conflict with anybody, the relationship stays on a very superficial level. It's only once you start having a couple of fights or conflict discussions that you really get to know that person. And so that's what we teach couples how to do, is to make the conflict less negative and to improve the quality of their friendship when they're not in conflict. It takes 20 positive things to offset one negative thing when you're not in conflict. When you're in conflict, even the master couples they saw had 5 positive things to 1 negative thing, even when they were in conflict. And so that's the kind of thing that we teach. And we teach them how to process fights when they have them, because 69% of the things that couples fight about are reoccurring perpetual problems. So they have the same fight over and over again. So it's like, okay, let's figure out at what point you guys are driving down the road, having a lovely time, and all of a sudden you're in the ditch. Let's figure out when it was that you went in the ditch, and let me teach you how to stay out of the ditch and how to get into the ditch once you get in there. So they learn, you know, the main interventions and so forth. The problem is that it's all theoretical knowledge. So when you get to level 2 training, you get a whole bunch of other things that you can do with couples. You learn more about how to assess the relationship, because you would not walk into a doctor and say, my stomach hurts, and him say, okay, we're going to operate. No, that's, you know, if we don't know where we're going, driving faster won't get us there sooner. And so, you know, it's very important to meet with a couple together, to get background information, to meet with them separately, to hear about family of origin and previous relationships, and then to administer the Gottman Relationship Checkup, which gives us a bird's eye view of every area of their relationship. And only after we do all of that do we say, okay, here's what we're going to do. You know, these are the skills that you have. These are the ones that are a challenge to you at the moment. And we're going to help you to improve the areas that you're weak in, which for most people is conflict management. And we're going to help you be better friends. And these are the areas that you've said are problematic. And these are the ones that we've seen are problematic from talking to you and doing the assessment. And so Level three, when you get there, there's no more techniques. It's just now, can you do it? Right, and then the certification track, which lasts 2 years, is let's make sure you're doing it perfectly. Let's make sure that you know what you're doing and you know how to teach it. And so I'm going to be starting to present level one training in September for the first time. It'll be the first time that it's been presented in the state of Wisconsin. So I'm really excited about that.
Wow.
And hope to be presenting level two within another 6 months. There's also the Art and Science of Love 2, which is a workshop for people that have taken the Art and Science of Love 1. And I'm one of six people in the world that knows how to present that workshop. And that's coming in October, I believe. So lots and lots of different opportunities for couples to learn. Couples can also come to me for therapy, and that's what I teach them. And for professional people or people out of town, we also do marathon sessions where they book with me for usually a two-day period for about 6 hours each day. And we can get done within those 2 days what it would take us 6 months to do if they were coming every week. And so that most people find that that works really well for them. The only downside to that is that if they have insurance and I'm a network, insurance will pay for 1 hour, 1 day for one partner. So if both people have insurance, we might be able to bill for 2 hours of that, but the rest of it, they're going to have to pay out of pocket. So, you know, if it ends up being, you know, costly. The last marathon that I did was just a one-day one, and it was $850. But, you know, time is money, too. Mm-hmm. And when you're a professional, if you can't make your schedule work, then you know, it's going to be difficult for you to get sessions. Or if you're a doctor and you're on call, and I see a lot of doctors and their partners and a lot of psychologists and their partners and attorneys. So, you know, that people, that stuff happens, you know. And I do work Saturdays and evenings and take Monday off, but it's just not enough time because couples will come in and I will say, so how'd everything go? Well, we were really pissed off at each other when we left last week, and we didn't speak to each other for 2 days, but the last 5 days have been great. It's like, okay, let's mess it up for you again. And that's the way weekly sessions go. So with marathon sessions, that doesn't happen. You have enough time to say, okay, your pulse just went over 100 beats per minute. We know that because you're wearing the pulsometer. That means you're flooded, so that means we have to stop. Now we're going to teach you how to calm yourself down and then get back into the discussion.
Well, first I want to say, you know, I think it's really cool that you're going to be able to educate more people, you know, on the subject and you know, you being one of the only ones to do that, I think is really awesome. Now, I wanted to ask you, you know, something you kind of brought up earlier was the idea of conflict management. You say that a lot of people struggle with that. I wanted to ask you, why do you think that is, that people struggle so much with conflict management? And what's some advice or techniques that you can tell maybe our audience members today just so that they can get better at conflict management with their relationship?
Okay, so the first 3 minutes in bringing up a topic for discussion determines how that conversation is going to go. So when you have something that you need to talk about, and it's usually the woman, 80% of the time it is, and we know that from the research, so it's important to use a softened startup. And a softened startup starts with the word I. The next word is I feel, and then you have to find an actual feeling word. Mad, sad, glad, angry, scared, disappointed, upset, irritated, pissed off, when this happens. And this thing that you describe needs to be something that a video camera would pick up. So a video camera picks up body language. It hears the words you say. It picks up the volume of how you're speaking, whether you're speaking fast or slowly. It picks up facial expressions. And so that is what you want to talk about. Because if you say, I feel like you're lazy, I feel like it's not a feeling, and that is going to piss the other person off right away. So if you can get out, okay, I feel really frustrated when I come home and there's dirty dishes in the sink, and I would really appreciate it if you could put them in the dishwasher. You see, the sign here says dishwasher's ready for loading. And so, oh, yeah, I see that. Great. Okay. Yeah, I can do that. Okay, great. Thanks. And that's the way conflict goes if you can use that soften startup. But most people start out the sentence with the word you, meaning right then, we have a problem and you're it. And we need to straighten you out. And if we could just straighten you out, then everything would be fine because it's not my problem. And if you start out that way, you're going in the ditch, especially if you say you always, you never, why can't this, how many times do I have to tell you? Just this one time, can't you? I feel like you're being an asshole. You know, any of that is not going to work. And so we teach people how to use that soften startup and to get out every part of that. We help them talk about their partner's behavior, not label their partner's behavior, and very importantly, to say what they need. Okay, so that's the speaking part, right? Then we have receptive communication. So the other person needs to be able to say, okay, let me make sure I got this right. Here's what you said. This is how you're feeling. And that makes sense to me that you would feel that way rather than, well, that's stupid. You shouldn't feel that way. Well, if you felt that way, it's your own fault because I didn't mean it that way. So, you know, being able to validate the other person's emotion. And then if they've told you what they need, tell them, and I think I can do that, or I'm willing to try that, or I don't think I can do that, but I do think I can do this. How about we try it this way? And the other person will go, yeah, that's great. Problem solved, you know. Now, if it's a perpetual problem, the same issue is going to come up over and over and over again because perpetual problems are about personal beliefs, about value systems. So if my husband, for example, grew up believing that women do the housework, and I tell him, I need for you to put your dishes in the dishwasher, he's going to do that when I tell him, but he's going to forget over and over again and just leave his dishes there. In fact, the standing joke with my husband and my son has always been, you do not need to leave a path. If you get lost, I will find you because I can see every step each of you have taken since you have been awake. I know that because there's pee on the toilet. There's crumbs in the kitchen. I can tell what you ate. I know what you drank because the dirty glass is sitting right there. I shouldn't be able to tell that just by walking through the house, you know. So, yeah, it's very important to learn to speak to each other in a way that the other person is going to be able to hear. And it's not hard. It's not rocket science, but it's not the way we're taught to communicate.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And that's great advice there that you shared. And where can people go to get more information about you and your services?
Okay, they can go to couplesworkshops.com, or they can give us a call, 920-560-4525. To learn about the Gottman method, they can go to the GottmanInstitute.com, and Gottman is spelled G-O-T-T-O-N, Gottman. So, Gottman, there you go, Gottman. GottmanInstitute.com, and it's ranked really high in the Google searches, and there's a feature on there that if they're not close to me and they don't feel like flying in for a marathon and they want to find a Gottman-certified therapist, there's a site on there that says, find a Gottman therapist close to me, and you can put in your zip code, and it will pull up certified Gottman therapist and people that are level 2 and 3 trained. I would really recommend, if you're able to get yourself to a certified Gottman therapist, do that, because there's an awful lot that we learn in the certification track that level 3 certified people don't know. In fact, after going to the Art and Science of Love workshop, the couples know as much about the exercises or more than a level 3 trained person does. So look for that certified Gottman therapist. There's a lot of them in Seattle and West Coast. It's a lot more spotty in the Midwest. I'm in for Wisconsin, but I'm sure that they can find somebody close to them. And I'm always happy to work with out-of-towners. They can see the Houdini Museum, which is their one claim to fame, and we've got lots of hotels, and they're cheap.
Very good. Well, Gloria, I just want to say, you know, I really do appreciate you coming on here, because your information and insight is definitely eye-opening for a lot of people. So thank you so much for taking the time out and sharing more with us today.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and we definitely look forward to speaking with you again soon. And for everyone else out there, please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
So you see, son, good manners are very, very important. Someday, many years from now, when you're a grown-up, you'll be a man. And when you are, you should be a gentleman. Do you want me to go through it one more time?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open for ladies. If a door's shut, then knock first. Don't burp, don't swear, don't speak with your mouth full, don't reach across people's plates, keep your elbows off the table.
What table?
And don't interrupt. While we're at it, don't stare, don't use foul language, don't call people names, but do remember people's names. Always share your toys, play nice, and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. On the bus, give up your seat to anyone who has trouble standing. Bottom line, treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.